Yo, what's good? Welcome to Cheers to Beers. I'm your host, Jess Keller Poole. That's right, I'm using my full name now. Changing things up a bit, you know, keep it fresh. I hope you have a beer in hand because we're about to be talking about a lot of different beers. This is a special episode where Shauna and I did a little experiment. A lot of people have been in their hometowns during COVID, just being in places that maybe you're not like used to being, or, you know, just like if you're someone who travels a lot and visits family, you're like in cities that maybe aren't the most craft beer friendly. So we set out to find what beers in grocery stores are actually good. We chose four beers that we thought might be good. And to say the least, we learned a lot. So yeah, this episode we're drinking a lot. We're visiting some oldies for sure. But right now I am drinking a Floodland beer, classic mixed firm that was aged on some plums. And it is just so lovely. I love the use of darker fruit with mixed cultured, mixed fermentation beers. I just love having more of that robust flavor come through. And it's always done excellently with Floodland. And when I first opened this up, it just like, it smelled like hella ripe strawberries and like tay berries, which maybe that's just something that's in my brain right now because I was just like berry picking this weekend in Washington. And but just like this bright ripe red fruit, and as it sits for a second, you like the stone fruit and like a little bit of that acidity kind of comes through a little bit more powerfully, and it like really tastes like plum. It's great beer. Anyways, this episode we're just kind of focusing on things that taste good and go down easy. So we also did things a little different this time. Shauna and I actually recorded the video of us podcasting this episode. So if you're interested in watching us and seeing our faces as we speak and the beers we're talking about, head over to Seattle Beer School YouTube page and you can find the video podcast up there. Also, just apologies for the mic quality in this episode. Apparently, my mic wasn't recording while the rest of everything was recording. So you just get my headphone mic. So sorry about that. Not quite up to par, but you know, this was an important topic that people need to know about. What good beer can you find at any rando Safeway? And like I've mentioned in some of my latest episodes, Cheers to Beers is now a part of the Titancast Network, which means I'll be putting out new episodes every other Wednesday. So if you subscribe, you know, you can just have those sods pop up in your feed automatically. Also, make sure to follow me on Instagram at JustJessBeer. Follow Shauna at Shauna Brews. And of course, follow Seattle Beer School to kind of follow along with everything that we're doing outside the podcast. So grab a grocery store beer, a corner store beer, a gas station beer, whatever looks good, and join us. Spoiler alert, check the date code. Cheers.
You think I didn't grow up here?
Dude, my brother-in-law's a piece of shit. I had to go to the goddamn Safeway to get tortillas, and it's not great. And they aren't waxy, at least. But he was like, what the fuck?
Like, because it's not,
you
like,
could have gone to the store.
Because it's not like the good, like, Southwest kind of tortilla.
I mean, they are made in Tucson. They aren't, like, the best ones in Tucson, but at least they're made here.
Yeah.
And they're not Mission. You know what I mean?
Right,
they're,
exactly.
They're fine. They're by the way, I'm going to start with this.
Oh, great.
Anchor Steam.
Round one, Stella Artois and Anchor Steam.
Safeways are a nightmare.
Dude, I have to tell you my experience trying to get beer today. So I had to go to Target to run some errands. So I was like, oh, maybe they do it where you can just buy single bottles and like create a six pack. No go there. So I was like, all right. Then I went to Safeway, since you mentioned that the Safeway in Tucson does it. And I was like, maybe one of the Safeways in Seattle will do it. And got there. No. So I'm like running around all these different stores like a goddamn capitalist, until I finally went to Trader Joe's. That was the only place I could go that I could get singles that is still like a grocery store.
Should have thought that Trader Joe's would have been like the wisest move.
So I guess we should say what we're doing right now. We are, so we went to grocery stores with the goal of finding good grocery store beer. And then we're going to taste them and give our classic tasting notes and see what's actually good and what isn't, because some of the beers I picked up, I haven't had in years. So
that's what the interesting thing is. I think they change regionally, like what's in grocery stores, and it's getting better.
Yeah, for sure. I hate this paper thing that's around Stella Artois. Which is like trying to make it look
that means
fancy.
Fancy.
We don't need to do this. Stupid.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
I remember the exact last time I had a Stella Artois. I was taking the ferry from Marin into San Francisco to go to a Giants game. And I, it was the only thing that sounded good to have a little beer ski on the ferry over there. And they only were taking cards, I think, and I only had cash on me or something like that.
He ended up
pouring me the beer and then being like, oh, sorry, we don't take cash. And I was like, I don't know why I didn't have a card on me. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I'm sorry. Like, I don't have anything else. And he was like, eh, just take it. And I just gave him the cash as the tip.
Dude, that guy was an angel.
Yeah.
Well, I have Anchor Steam.
Oh my God, this smells like, this is so skunky, dude.
Well, look at that green bottle.
I'm shocked how skunky it is.
Like, it's, what's the date? Is there a date on it?
Yes. Except it's a date
code. Or a best before.
There's a date code I don't know. I'm going to have to like look up. It's like a European one.
And I had a Anchor fairly recently. We had it. We had it when we did the American class, like American beer class. And it's good. This is just a little old. You know, like this is probably should pull it off the shelf because it's.
Yeah.
6 months old? Almost six months old?
Do you think it's pasteurized?
Probably, without a doubt. I mean, maybe, especially now that they sold, but you know what? I'm not sure. Maybe not.
I'm going to look up really quick the European date code so I can try to find out when this was bottled or something.
Because it's not the one that's the number, like the where it has like out of 365.
That's what it is, yeah. Because it says 280221.
280221. So I think it's the 21, like it's the day, it's like the day of the year. So there's 365 days in the year.
Okay. So stupid.
And the other one's for the month.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know. That's all I remember.
Unless this is saying that
it's no, good until
it can't be good until 2021. That'd be insane.
I bet you that's what they're saying.
Well, it's not.
Dude, come on, guys.
Woo. Yeah, no. That didn't really hold up. I don't want to finish it, to be honest.
Hot take. You know what beer I really like?
Hmm.
Is Dogfish Head's India Brown Ale.
Never had it.
Oh, it's freaking good.
Yeah.
It's like what every brown ale should be. It's super bitter and nutty and like a little toasty.
So it's kind of like a junior version of a Cascadian dark ale or a black IPA.
Just no like roast.
Right.
At all. Or chocolate notes.
Yeah.
More like toasty hint of like, it tastes like liquid toast.
Sure. Yeah.
That's like with some like a herbal hop jam.
Ooh, I love that imagery.
Dude, we should try to make herbal hot jam. Hot jam? Hop jam. All right, I'm going to dump this.
Yeah, well, let's move on to our next one. We're just talking about brown ales, so I might grab the Newcastle that I have.
Round two, Newcastle Brown and Dale's Pale Ale.
Nice!
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Patriotic this is, like
super seriously. Patriotic.
So this is Dale's Pale Ale by Oscar Blues, and Oscar Blues pretty much single-handedly brought back cans.
Yeah. Aren't they, don't they have the Crowler machine patented too? Like, isn't that technically theirs? Yeah.
I can't, you know, I don't know the specifics on it, but I know that they like invented it. Like, they're like the canning kings and queens.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Longmont.
First impression, it smells like root beer. It's like sarsaparilla.
That's cool. It's dark.
It is dark because it's like, it smells even a little chocolatey.
Well, I guess like English browns can be a little bit different than American. American browns are a little more bitter and dry.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yep.
In this humble opinion.
Yeah, this is definitely more English style for sure. There's not really a hot presence at all. It's not like bad, but it's easy to drink. Like, there's no like apparent flaws. I was like a little bit thrown off by the root beer aroma because I was a little bit afraid there might have been some weird like phenolic thing going on, but it tastes okay.
I think that's cool because it's probably maybe just a little hop expression. Maybe like, I wonder if they're using Fuggle or like, or they're.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's so funny. I remember the first, well, one of the first times I had Newcastle was in Carmel, California.
Really?
I was in a play. This dude I had a huge crush on, like, picked me up to go to the cast party because we were in this play. And we, like, stopped and got a six-pack of it. And I was just like, ooh. My heart was all pitter-patter. Oh.
I just spilled all over myself.
I mean, I remember Josh and I went. I had not been since I was a kid because I remember, like, in the 90s, they were, like, trying to tell people that Vegas was, like, kid-friendly.
Oh, yeah. I definitely had an experience as a kid like that, too.
Remember? They were, like, circus and medieval times.
Yep.
And then they were, like, oh, boy, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
So I hadn't been since I was, like, 10. And then I went with my husband, Joshua. And it was wild. I mean, I just don't. I mean, personally, it's not my thing.
Me neither, dude.
Freaks me out.
Last time I went, it was for a bachelorette party.
And see, that's like fun.
Yeah, but still, even like under those pretenses, it was still a lot. I was there for 2 nights, and 2 nights is my fucking cap. Like,
that's how long we were there. That's enough.
Yeah, that's all I could do because after 2 days of just like nonstop, and it's not even like nonstop partying necessarily, it's just nonstop stimulation. Like, everything you're doing is just like poof, poof, in your face, like flashing lights, loud noises, cigarette smoke everywhere.
You just don't see like the light of day. Like, you don't know what time
that's
it is.
That's what's creepy. That's what's so creepy. Yeah.
But anyways, we went to a restaurant because, you know, Josh needs to get a steak intake. You know what I mean? He's been on a meat kick since 5 years ago. Anyways, so we went to this place and it was, I mean, I was like, I haven't been to a steakhouse like that. Like, it was like, you know, like this dry aged blah, 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 blah. And I was like, sure, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
But their list wasn't bad. And this was years ago. So like, I've learned a lot since then, but like, it was like kind of basic craft beer, but like, it wasn't bad. Like, they had some Dogfish Head that was good.
Okay.
They had a few, like a couple kind of local things. And then they had like, you know, the big guys. But I was kind of like, okay, this list is not awful.
Yeah, for sure.
I wasn't expecting to order a beer. I was like expecting to have wine or like, well, let's be real, a cocktail.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess I'll order Dogfish Head in 90 minutes.
Yes. Why not? Something interesting about this Newcastle. On the label here, it says it's brewed and bottled at Lagunitas in Petaluma. So are they under the same...
They must be owned by Constellation?
That's got to be it, right?
Right, Lagunitas is Constellation, right?
Whoever Heineken is.
Or it's... Yeah, either way, Lagunitas owned by... How many times have I looked it up on my computer? Heineken, you're right.
Yeah. It's just so interesting because that Petaluma Brewery is such a a staple to what Northern California brewing is. And it's ginormous now, of course, but it's just so fascinating to see them like pumping out other beers that aren't Lagunitas.
That's crazy.
Really?
I mean, I guess that's why they do it.
Yeah, and I don't know. But then it just totally like takes away from that. They definitely still have a craft facade going on, even though they're not technically independent. They aren't independent.
Yeah.
I don't know. That kind of takes away from it because then it's just kind of like, oh, so you guys really are just a like.
Come on. You're part of their portfolio.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just another thing on the brew list.
Exactly. I don't have as big a beef with Heineken as I do with like AB and Bev.
Agreed.
I mean, fine. You could like be a conglomerate and you're not always awful, but yeah. Kind of are.
Definitely. I mean, I'm not a fan of big breweries and big companies buying craft breweries, but I've personally had bad experiences with people who represent AB InBev, which I think is a big bias why I'm just like, fuck you guys. I've like dealt with people from your company and y'all suck.
Yeah, you could tell it's just like a cultural thing.
Oh, yeah.
But so this Dale's is good. It's 6.5, so like that's kind of an IPA.
That is not a pale ale. It's pretty dark too.
Yeah, I mean this looks like a classic. I mean it looks like Sierra Nevada, a little darker.
Sure, yeah.
The bitterness is like of an IPA, but it doesn't have the body of it.
Sure.
Which is a perfect park.
Yeah, definitely.
Park drinking beer.
The thing with this, I mean, like again, no real flaws. I think you're totally right about the hop profile making it that like sarsaparilla earthy, herby kind of thing.
Yeah, probably mixed with like, I don't know if they're using maris otter in it. Probably. With like just a hint of chocolate for color.
Yeah. But overall, it's pretty watery. It's like its body is like not there, especially for a brown ale. If I'm going in expecting like a darker beer, I want there to be some body to it, and this is just like,
so could you even drink it with like a food, or would it just completely be just gone?
I don't think it could stand up to much unless it was like a really basic food like french fries.
I guess the good thing about this Dale's is like it is a perfect like barbecue sort of thing. Like it'd be great with burgers. Yeah. It'd be great with fries. It'd be great with,
yeah, dude, if I came to a barbecue and I saw that in the cooler, I wouldn't be mad. Like, I would be happy to see something that was definitely more in that craft realm than a lot of your other basic barbecue beers.
And Oscar Blues is under the umbrella of Canarchy, right? So they also own 6 Point Cigar. Oh, boy.
Round 3, Fat Tire, Amber Ale, and Dogfish Head. 60 minutes.
This was in my purse, and I'm so happy about it.
Hell yeah.
I feel like, you know, like a lot of people carry a pocket knife, and this has a pocket knife on it.
Yeah.
So it's like wine key.
Yeah.
You know why they call it a wine key?
Why?
Because it's a key to your heart.
Oh my God. It's true.
I made that up, but it feels right. That was like a mom joke. Total mom joke. Ooh. Woo! This is like a flashback to the 90 minute.
Yeah.
So how's that Fat Tire? I haven't had one in a second.
So first off, it's like pretty light colored and like pretty clear. I mean, it's an amber.
That head is beautiful.
It is. It's an amber ale, so I usually expect like a little bit more color. On the screen, it's coming off pretty reddish, but in person, it's more like copper. Not a ton of aroma.
That's so funny. Like, a lot of these beers just have no aroma. So, like, we're not able to, like, you know. I have to, like, use this light to see if there's any sort of date on here. Oh, here we go. It was bottled on April 1st.
Okay.
So.
I mean, not ideal for an IPA, but Dogfish
Head. Yeah, it smells more like malt.
Yeah. Dude, this has a body of like a Vienna lager.
Dude. Seriously, this tastes like someone poured a shot of vodka.
Wait, what?
In, yeah. Like it's hot. Yeah, dude, the first sip I took, it tastes like someone just poured a little vodka in my beer.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's strange.
What's the ABV?
Like a million. 9.
I mean, that's pretty high, but still, it shouldn't taste like liquor.
I had Odell, their double or their imperial, and it was 9.3, and it tasted like it was 6. It was aromatic.
Okay.
It was a really good like West Coast style. Like it was like piney and grapefruity and orangey.
Love, love, love.
Amazing. Like all the good things. But Odell is very, it's closer and they're smaller. But like, dude, come, I was expecting a lot from this because I hadn't had it in a minute. I was like, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, man. That kind of
Okay, I was like, it smells like jalapeno, but I think it might be because someone's cutting jalapeno. No, it smells very, it's very like cane sugar in the raw.
Sure.
Oh boy,
not great.
No,
I have to say, Fat Tire is definitely the winner so far in terms of overall taste and drinkability. I don't think this is an amber ale. I would not consider this an amber ale. I cannot tell you how light the body is.
Is it more like a blonde, but with like amber hues?
More malt flavor and body, but totally, yes, it drinks like a blonde.
So the last time I had a Fat Tire was in Houston at a barbecue place, and it was perfect.
Oh my God. Fat Tire with barbecue? That sounds great.
Because you're just like, I drank it so fast and I was like, I should have literally ordered a pitcher for myself.
Yeah, man. I can see like, that. That would be good.
Barbecue is like intense. So like yes. You either need to like match that intensity, which is kind of won't work. So you need something that's just like chuggable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like
an IPA would just be like, not what you want.
A little too much, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's like very low bitterness, like just about zero hop aroma on here. But just very well balanced and super, again, it tastes like a Vienna lager with an ale yeast strain or something. I'm not mad about it, though.
I guess that's kind of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've told you this before. My grandfather, who lived here in Tucson, my mom's father, you know, he'd be like a guy who'd like crack a beer at dinner. Like he'd have like one and be like, that's that. He adopted Fat Tire like when I was a kid, which was shocking to me because he was a very conservative man, like, you know, drinking like MGD and Bud Select.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, I love Fat Tire. And I mean, looking back on that, I'm like, whoa. Like, dude, that's like when craft probably started like cooking people.
Yeah.
When you can hook like a conservative grandpa who loved Bud Select.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I mean, I get it. This is, it's very unoffensive.
This is better now that I'm used to it. It has that Tootsie Roll thing.
No, yeah, not into that.
It smells like nothing. It tastes like clay.
Bummer. I can't remember if I've told this story on the podcast before, or maybe I just told it during one of our classes, but the first time I ever had Fat Tire, I think it was my freshman year of college. My friend was dating her TA, her teacher's assistant, and...
Every girl's dream.
Yeah. And
I don't know that.
I mean, it's kind of sexy. Like, it's not quite the professor, but it's still that, like, you know, there's still, like, a teacher.
Did she pass the class?
Yes, she did. It was a music class, and she was a music major, so no problem. Okay. But anyways, he had a party. Oh my God. Okay, so this is in Santa Barbara, California. He lived like more out actually towards Santa Barbara, which was not that close to the university. And mm-hmm. he was living in the backyard of someone and like not in a like in-law unit or something. It was a literal shed, like a shed bought from Home Depot. And these people are paying this dude rent. Like, it was kind of fucked up now that I think about it. Like, no insulation. Not that you really need insulation in Santa Barbara, but still, like...
But you must get hot. Santa Barbara's not, like, cool. Yeah.
I mean, it's coastal, so it cools down at night, but yeah, it's warm. So we lived in this shed in the backyard. Anyways, we show up to this grad student party, which was not where we should have been because we were fucking freshmen in college, so we're obnoxious. We're just looking to get drunk. Like, we were there for
You're
no
also, like,
other...
19.
Yes. So obnoxious. Oh, my God. 19-year-olds are the worst.
Just the worst.
And so we were like, oh, what's there to drink? Like, that's all we care about. And there was a bucket of beer. And I was, like, you know, drinking light beer a lot at that point. But I was like, what's this? And I grabbed a Fat Tire. I was like, Fat Tire, okay. Like, tried it. And I hated it. I remember thinking it was really bitter, which is so funny drinking it now because it is not. But I just didn't drink beer, so I didn't know.
Yeah, that's so funny because it's like, you know, I've talked to like my mom about beer and like people that I'm close to that are like not beer drinkers. And it's so funny the things that people say about beer.
Mm-hmm, right.
That you're like, whoa, I've never heard that before, which just makes me feel like, oh boy, I'm in like such a beer bubble.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's definitely like, good to step outside.
And I thought that, like, we were pretty good about, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think we're like, condescending or, like...
No, totally agree.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but, like, some of the things I hear, I'm just like...
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
So this is disappointing. I was kind of looking forward to this. I was like, ooh, it'll be nice to kind of...
Right, especially because Dogfish Head is widely available and... I mean, that's nationwide. I feel like you can find Dogfish Head anywhere.
90-minute anywhere. Say there was six. I almost got a 60.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember drinking that, like, when I first was learning about it. I was like, I like it. Because it was, you could buy it at the grocery store. So it's weird because before a lot of bottle shops existed. And when I started getting into beer, it was in New York. So, like, you could sell beer in the grocery stores, but you couldn't sell liquor or wine. You had to go to special places
right.
for that.
Washington was like that for a long time.
It's so stupid.
So stupid.
I think. Or unless I mean, it's, maybe it's not. Maybe it's
just,
not.
I mean,
maybe it's like special.
It's rooted in like those like puritanical, like Christian conservative laws that a lot of states have. Like
you can't serve like booze before noon on Sunday.
Or so funny.
Which. Let's be real. We don't really need to be drinking before noon on Sunday.
But like brunch? Sunday brunch?
Yeah. Like, come on.
In like Utah, you can't order any alcohol until you've ordered food. Like you can't order a beer to wait for your dinner. Like you have to order the food first.
I hate that a lot.
Yeah.
Because so many beers are such a good aperitif.
Exactly, right? There's such like an actual point. Like, there's a point to these styles and different types and ABV levels.
Yeah, like, dude, it's nice to, like, have, like, a, I don't know, any beer before the meal. But, like...
Totally agree.
Like a goose, like a glass of goose.
Something acidic, kind of, like, awaken your palate, awaken your gut, like... Mm.
It's just what we all need, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, gosh, so sad.
Yeah. I'm going to open one more just because I'm very curious about this one and because I have some history tied to it.
Well, I'll open the Victory.
Round 4, Lagunitas IPA and Victory Prima Pils.
Okay, so the last one I grabbed is Lagunitas IPA.
I almost did the same thing because I was like, I haven't had it in a minute and I drank so much of that in New York.
I bet.
It's like one of those breweries that like, you know, did the like melt your tongue off bitterness. And I'm all about that. I like that.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it. In fact, I wish there was more of that these days.
I think it's okay. I think Americans are just so sensitive. It's like, dude, other countries have bitter things and everything's going to be okay.
Right, exactly.
Like, your bitter things are like, help you. Be the person you're meant to be.
So there's definitely...
What does it smell like?
Yeah, there's... The hops are present, which is good. Again, I should probably check when this is bottled. But the malt character's there on the nose, too. So hopefully it won't be too malty. Oh. Wow. It tastes fresh. It tastes like... I don't know what hops are used, but it tastes like Big C to me.
Oh.
Damn, this is good. I'm almost positive that when they were bought out, the recipes changed, at least some of them. And I do think that this was one of them that got changed because this used to be like a lot more sessionable, in my opinion. Like right now it's very well balanced, but it used to be like almost like a blind pig lightness, like
so
a little bit
dry.
Citrus. Yeah. And just like a little bit more crushable. That malt presence wasn't quite there as much as it is right now. So that makes me think that they did change the recipe.
Which is weird because you think they would have gone the other direction.
Right. But I'm assuming that the reason they did that is because now they're distributed. I almost said worldwide. I don't think that's right. But like across North America.
They might be, you know, if they're owned by Heineken, maybe they're over in like Europe and places like this is an American IPA.
Right, for sure. And I mean, it is like one of the commercial examples that is very well known for. I mean, again, NorCal pioneering some of our IPA styles for sure. But yeah, I think that like it almost seems like they changed the recipe a little bit to make it like, well, this is what everyone expects an American IPA to be, like more broadly.
Mm-hmm.
Even
you know,
though it was
I
so good
bought...
before.
Yeah, yeah. I almost bought, I had Green Flash. I haven't had Green Flash in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're not really a grocery store example, but almost. Same thing with Bear Republic, Racer number 5.
Yeah, totally.
Those two
I mean,
you
I
see a lot.
I could like buy a Racer 5 at like a Shell station here. Like it's definitely around.
It's all over the place here too. So I almost bought one, but I was like, I don't know. Like I probably should have. But I had that Green Flash and it was so good.
Yeah. Was it like it dank, like a San Diego IPA?
Yes. Bitter. And like still aromatic.
Uh-huh.
And dry.
Excellent. Yes.
You got
yeah.
like a little like if like a you know when someone walks by and they have a really nice perfume on and you smell and you're like, ooh, that's mm-hmm. what the hops is that's what the malt character was like. Like it was there but then gone.
Yeah.
And the hops were like they lured you into the glass.
Ooh, I love that. How
but
lovely.
Then it was just like it was so good. Like I should just buy all of it.
Yeah. The more I'm drinking this, the more I'm loving it. I feel like the last time I had one, I was being too harsh on them because it hurts a little bit because I'm from Petaluma. So to have our local big brewery sell out, you know, was kind of a bummer. Especially because they're just like, that's like where I'm from. That's like the namesake of Petaluma.
Dude, that'd
besides
be,
the dairy
that'd be
industry.
Like if Cloudburst sold.
Right? Yes. But like, the more I'd be so pissed, especially because Lagunitas has always had that sort of attitude, that like mindset of like, I don't give a fuck the way that Cloudburst does too. Like
it was very punk, like fuck you, fuck the man. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well,
yeah. Listen. And I think that's
I don't blame him.
I don't either, man. To be honest, like the older I'm getting, the more I understand the concept of selling out a little bit. Like, and the thing is I think the concept of selling out is a lot different in this age than it was like in the 80s and 90s. Just because so much of like independent work, whether that's just like basic content making or podcasting or whatever, relies on sponsorship. Like you have to get paid. So I think it is different.
There are big companies that don't suck.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, like, you know, you could, the reason we have a beef, and I feel like with confidence I can say we, with AB InBev, is because they're fucking sneaky.
They're sneaky assholes.
And trying to undermine, like, everything that built up what they're trying to buy, which just seems like the worst part of capitalism.
Exactly.
Yes. It's like they're greedy motherfuckers.
So when, greedy.
Dude, you have so much money. Just fucking stop.
Yeah, like, also, like y'all are already doing fine. Like, do you need to keep eating up all the competition?
But I guess this is the thing. Like, people want to sell. They want to sell. That's great. Cool. Do it. The problem is when you then try to, like, you know, eat up hop contracts or, like,
that's fucked.
Or, like, do shady distribution stuff or pay to play or, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's not fair. You're just being kind of, like, someone's playing softball, like, you have a team softball game and, like, I don't know, like, you're paying people to, like, not let someone win. I don't, you know
right,
what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just, like,
yeah.
stop. That was a weird metaphor, but, you know.
It got the point across.
So, this, by the way, the Victory Prima, the Best Buy is by this month.
Okay.
It's Best Buy. It's fine. Pilsners and lagers, you know, better when fresh. Mm-hmm. It smells like at first like doughy, and then it smelled mm-hmm. kind of like focaccia.
Ooh, okay.
There's a lot of smells happening right now. but it's good. It's not as like it's a great pilsner that you can have that you can find in the grocery store that has character. Definitely more German style, but I think like a very German American style.
For sure. I see that. I get that. So yeah, mm-hmm. it would be a good choice that if you did want, if you're visiting family out in the middle of wherever you're from and you're used to your craft scene and then you get there and the options are a grocery store, this would be a good thing to get over Stella Artois.
Oh, 100%. It's so lemony. Like this Ooh. Smells like someone like squeezed a orange peel.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I mean? Just the rind. You know what I mean? Like yeah. just like expressed the oil
yeah,
into it.
Exactly. A little twisty.
Which isn't really a very German hop thing.
No. But like you said, it's an American take on a German style.
Well, it says, okay, so it says a crisp yet distinct Pilsner brewed with German hops that bring vivid notes of floral and spice with citrus and lemon. This is truly brilliant. Excuse me. Bringing nuance complexity together with smooth, easy drinking. Yeah, it's all, they're all noble hops. Tetnag, Hallertau, Spalt, Saz.
That's funny that they use all of them, first of all.
And it's only Pilsner malt. And don't worry, it has the brewmaster's approval on it. Of Bill and Ron.
You said with citrus, does that mean that citrus was added?
That would be
Was that just a flavor note?
They're talking about the notes, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's good. I like it.
Good, yeah. I'm happy we're ending on a good one.
I'm just so sad about the Dogfish Head because like Sam at Boston Beer Co. and Dogfish Head joining forces. Like at first, you're like, it's so stupid, but then you're like, it's actually good for the Brewers Association and for craft beer mm-hmm. in general. But like, oh boy, I actually looked to pick up a Sam at like a Boston Lager.
Oh yeah,
because I haven't had that in a minute, but it wasn't there.
Mm.
You know what's interesting? So last year at Homebrewers Conference, I went to that Master Cicerone's workshop.
Okay.
Where he essentially like did a very complex version of the BJCP like worksheet.
Okay.
Like it's almost like you're blind tasting something. That's the whole point of it. And you're like breaking it down like what you're tasting. It's cool, but it's just kind of like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good for experienced people. And he poured the beer and we were all doing it. And I was like, dude, this is This is Sam Adams. And I hadn't had it in freaking years.
Wow.
And it's because there's something about that beer, and I bet you would do the same thing. There's something about it. Same thing with Fat Tire, because they're very similar beers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, I think this is Boston Lager.
Yeah.
Like, you don't love it, but you don't hate it.
You just know it.
It's kind of like sleeping in your childhood bed. Like, if you go back to your parents' house and you're like, okay, well, I could sleep in this, but you're kind of like, this is familiar, but not what great. I want it to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't hate it.
Yeah. I do feel a certain sort of way about Lagunitas, too. I think Lagunitas has that Lagunitas taste. So I feel like if I was blind tasting, I'd be able to pick it up pretty quick. But I'm pretty shocked about how many memories I have tied to this beer, because it's not like I drank this while I lived in Sonoma County, but I consumed it a lot every time I go back because it's always in someone's fridge. So I do have like some really good memories of being in Sonoma County, like summertime in Sonoma, or Santa Rosa, actually. Some like the redwoods and the way it can stay hot a little longer at nights, and maybe a little dusty because some of the soil there is kind of like can get a little dusty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about dustiness as well, which is weird to say that because it's Tucson's very dusty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think that's why I like IPA so much, is because there's like this, well, Tucson's very fragrant. But like, oh boy. But there's also like a dusty quality, like woodsy quality that can happen in IPAs that is like so pleasant. I think like what's cool about the grocery store beers is that there's like, if you like look past the, it's interesting. Like if you like stood in a big, like, by the way, Safeway is the worst.
I didn't have a great experience today either.
It's just like, their stuff is not that cheap. Some of it is really cheap, but like, it's just like the selection's weird and like,
yeah,
I don't know. It just was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Anyways, so like looking down like the beer aisle is huge. Most of it though is just like, you know, the usual suspects.
Yeah, for sure.
And the amount of the case sizes are so big.
Isn't that crazy?
There's like packs of 40.
Like an insane amount. And that's like the biggest struggle is when I was on my second grocery store trying to find singles, I was about to just give up. And I was like, no, dude, I don't want to buy an entire six pack of like a beer. Like if I just had a six pack of this Newcastle, like I'd be very upset.
Boy. You'd have to make so much chili.
I was about to say, I would just have to cook with it. Like, I don't know what else to do. Yeah. Experiments. So, some of those, like, huge boxes full of fucking beer, like.
So, you know what I would say? This is interesting. So, if there was, like, some sort of moral or lesson, is, like, go for the cans over the bottles.
Totally agree.
I did have some Stone on 4th of July, and it was, like, a mixed pack that my mom got, and it was solid, but it's so funny that they're just like so hanging on to the can. I mean, to the bottles.
Right. Like
the Dales was the best, and so was the Prima Pills, but like they're more shelf stable. They're like easier to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, even Circle K will have definitely Dales.
Yeah.
Right? They'll definitely have.
Yeah, I feel like maybe the moral of the story is that there is some good stuff. And I think something I learned is like, get over your own bias that you have, especially like you have to forget. Cause I feel like, especially in a lot of craft beer journeys, it's like you get into some of these beers that we're drinking today and then you elevate and then you get local and then you get so much more educated to the point where when you look back on those beers, you're just like, oh, Fat Tire. That's something I used to drink when I was first into beer. But that memory isn't necessarily going to relate to your palate today. So I think that like kind of like letting go of that bias a little bit is helpful, and remembering that like New Belgium's a good brewery, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's also like, look at dates. I forget to do that. Like I picked up a Sierra Nevada and I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this. And I was like, can't believe I didn't even check the date. And I looked at the date and I was like, this is almost a year old.
Yikes.
Like, there's no way that this pale ale is going to be good.
Well, we did good. I think the winners of the night, for sure, I would say Lagunitas IPA. That tire was pretty solid. Like you said, Dale's. Like,
and Prima.
There's good stuff out there. Like, and, you know, if we're all stuck in weird places right now, give some of the old school guys a chance.
I think that is the lesson. Like, all the old school. Yeah, I mean, except for Dogfish Head, that's so disappointing.
Yeah. Check the date codes. That's the second lesson.
Yeah, it's like IPAs, if it's over 3 months, it's a fucking shot in the dark.
Oh.
It could still be okay, but probably not. This tastes like weird barley wine.
Yeah, man, don't. All the hop character is gone, and that's why you're drinking an IPA, so don't consume anything that's that old.
And then when push comes to shove, just then, I guess, if you there's nothing good, I would just buy Coors Banquet.
Good advice, honestly. Coors Banquet or Modelo Especial.
You know what? Yeah, except they're owned by AB InBev.
God damn it. Well, it's either AB InBev or Coors, so.
You do Pacifico. I think Pacifico's Heineken.
Oh, okay. Don't trust that bottle, but maybe.
There'll always be some craft brewery.
Absolutely.
It's probably going to be Boston Beer. It might be Yingling, but they're Trump supporters, so we just can't.
Ooh. All right, they're canceled.
Right? They're the number one craft brewery.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
God damn it. We can't have anything nice in 2020.
We can't. It's a damn shame.
Unbelievable.
All right, well, success. You can find good beer at your grocery store or even at, like, a gas station. Yeah. That's that. That's that on that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To beers? Yeah. Say bye.
Bye.
You
want to
see the music?
That was a Titancast episode.